A very good evening and welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM. I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Meehan from Harrogate Family Law. Good evening.
Good evening, James.
It's nice to have you back here at Stray FM for another month of the Harrogate Family Law Show. Another month gone already, which is quite scary.
I know, we're almost there, aren't we, at Christmas?
I know, where's this year gone? So this week, this month as well, we're going to be looking again at divorce. But what we want to start by asking today, Andrew, is are all assets now split equally on divorce? I would imagine this is a question a lot of people think, is it 50-50?
Exactly, and most people now think that there's automatically a split of 50-50 on a divorce. Mm. And whilst in general terms that's right, in that there is a starting point that there should be a 50-50 asset, but that's only going to be the case if that's fair to do so.
Mm. Mm. So what are the examples you've got for us on this then? What are the differences that can happen?
Well, examples of where it might be unfair to have an equal split of the assets are things such as how long the marriage is. If it's a really long marriage, it might be more likely to be an equal split. But if it's a very short marriage, then it might not be. If you've got children, that can affect things. Or if you don't have children, that can obviously affect things as well. How much you brought into the marriage in terms of assets is another example. If you or your spouse has inherited or been gifted money during the marriage, then that might also affect the split. Equally, if one of you's got serious health concerns or something like that, that can affect things. And also what your financial resources are, what your spouse's resources are and what your earning capacities are can all have a bearing on what the split is.
How important is it then to make sure you get good, sound legal advice in regards to this?
Well, it's absolutely vital, James, to get specialist legal advice, because you need to have a divorce solicitor who's got the skills, the knowledge and the experience that you need to secure your financial future and get you the settlement that you're entitled to.
So we're going to be looking at how assets are valued on divorce. We're going to have a look into that. We're also going to have a look as well on assets and income, how that's included, how you negotiate a fair deal on divorce, which I would imagine you have to deal with at Harrogate Family Law a lot.
Yes.
And also how to make sure, which is a really important one, because divorce can, I would imagine, cost a lot of money, how to make sure you don't make costly mistakes as well. We're going to be looking into that as well, aren't we? That's all coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show as well.